Wildfire smoke has blanketed Vermont repeatedly this summer, clogging the air and making it unhealthy for many people to be outdoors. How new is this smoke, and is it here to stay? Here to talk with us about it is Vermont Public Climate and Environment reporter Abigail Giles. Good morning, Abigail.
Hey, Jen.
Okay, so Abigail, I've lived in Vermont since the early 90s, and I can't ever remember smoke like this, like we've seen this summer until, you know, recently. So I wonder, like, is this new for Vermont?
Yeah, it depends on how far back you go. So before European colonization, wildfires were common across what's now northeastern United States and Canada. In fact, a lot of Canada's forests actually need fire to thrive. It helps trees there reproduce. We see evidence for these ancient fires in tree rings and lake sediment. So yeah, Vermont definitely used to see the occasional smoky day or week from wildfires. But data we analyzed from the EPA shows that in recent years, Vermont has seen a lot more wildfire smoke. And that lines up with some pretty historic fire seasons in Canada. Climate scientists I talked to from McGill and Dartmouth say it's early, but they're fairly confident a trend is emerging of more smoke here.
Okay, so possibly a new normal. Abigail, where is the smoke coming from and how is it getting here?
This year, it's mostly coming from central Canada, from fires burning in northern Saskatchewan and Manitoba provinces. It's a boreal forest and taiga ecosystem. So think hundreds of thousands of miles of flat land with little waist-high black spruce trees, kind of like the scraggly forest on summits in mountains in Vermont. Unlike back in 2023, when we saw a lot of smoke from fires in Quebec, these are mostly forests that have never been logged. The only towns are indigenous communities and mining camps, so those are really the only places Canada is fighting the fires. And the jet stream is carrying all that smoke east to Vermont and New England.
Okay, Abigail, you know I have to ask, is human-caused climate change why we are seeing more smoke here in Vermont?
It's a great question, and the short answer is yes. Human-caused climate change is making northern latitudes warm faster than most places on Earth, and the pace of warming accelerates the closer you get to the Arctic. Northern and central Canada have been in a long heat wave and drought, so places where there are polar bears saw almost 90-degree weather this summer, Jen. And when the air is very hot and dry in a forest, the trees kind of act like a straw. The hot, dry air sucks moisture up out of the soil and the plants. It's kind of like firewood curing in a woodpile. This makes the forest primed to burn. And scientists I talked to said global warming is making Canada's boreal forests burn every 10 to 15 years instead of every 50. So it's also changing how those forests burn, in big swaths instead of a natural patchwork. All that means more smoke, and we should expect more frequent, bigger fires will carry that smoke to the Northeast. And I talked to one scientist who said this just might be one of the clearest impacts of climate change we see in the next couple decades.
Oof. Okay, so Abigail, recently my husband and I tried to take our niece and nephew camping in Franklin County. And as we drove farther north, the smoke just got thicker and thicker. So we checked the air quality index and it was unhealthy for everyone. So we canceled camping and ended up playing a ton of video games inside. I mean, did we overreact? How concerned about wildfire smoke and our health should we be for ourselves and our loved ones?
First, I'm sorry about your camping trip.
Hopefully it'll get rescheduled.
I don't think you may have overreacted. I've talked to some epidemiologists about this who really said wildfire smoke is a toxic cocktail. It's not just wood smoke, but also chemicals from burning homes and all kinds of waste. It's made up of very small particles that really get deep into your lungs. This can really irritate your body. You might get a headache or be short of breath. And long term, there's some early research that shows that people who are exposed regularly might be more prone to certain cancers. So long story short, if it's a bad air quality day, scientists are really saying it's not the time to push yourself on a long run or power through.
Well, last question for you, Abigail. Looking at this EPA data, it seems like before the last couple of years, Vermont enjoyed some really clean air. Is all this wildfire smoke hurting our gains there?
Yeah, Jen, speaking of the 90s, we used to see a lot of days here when the air quality was unhealthy because of pollution from power plants and industry. And the Clean Air Act actually really changed that. That's what got us that clean air we were so used to. Scientists I talked to say wildfire smoke driven by climate change is starting to erode those gains we made by regulating smokestacks. But the U.S. can't regulate fires in Canada. So the solution, scientists say, is to cut global greenhouse gas emissions. And the United States, we're the second biggest contributor to that globally. So even though these fires are burning in another country, our hands in Vermont aren't really clean here.
That is Vermont Public Climate and Environment reporter Abigail Giles, giving us some important historical and contemporary context for all the wildfire smoke we're seeing in Vermont this summer. Thank you so much, Abigail.
Thanks, Jen.